want to ask you a little bit about T-cell lymphoma and the way you typically approach patients with peripheral T-cell not otherwise specified.
Yeah, so what we do know, this is a high-risk disease, but simply giving CHOP is probably not the right answer. I think we've learned that. So often we'll think of intensified regimens like CHOEP, adding etoposide, or even EPOC, dose-adjusted EPOC, as an intensified induction for patients that can tolerate it. And then I think the big next question is, what's the advantage of consolidating with high-dose therapy and autotransplant? And this is where you're going to get lots of opinions. And there's certainly controversy, and it becomes a discussion again with patients whether or not you want to do that for patients that get a first remission. There are a number of studies looking at adding something to CHOP-like regimens or CHOEP-like regimens, some of the many new agents that have come out for treatment of T-cell lymphomas.
And of course, a lot of them are being used in relapse disease. And I am curious the way you sequence therapy in relapse disease. Do you test these patients through CD30 and use bevacizumab? What about romidepsin, pralatrexate, belinostat?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think these are all palliative therapies. I would look for CD30 early. Brentuximab is very potent therapy for patients that do have CD30 expression. And really, these become sequential palliative therapies, except for patients who you're using them as a bridge to something like an allogeneic transplant. So in those patients, if you can get a remission, we will often move them to allotransplant. But it often depends really on toxicity profile and individual patient preference.
This concludes our program, and we should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, capanlisib was granted accelerated approval for patients with relapsed follicular lymphoma who've received at least two prior systemic therapies. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Lymphoma and Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Update.